Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. So we're starting a new series, and we'll be answering the question about what does the Bible say about companionship? And our core scripture is coming from Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. Two people are better than one, because together they have a good reward for their hard work. So this week we want to start off our series by really answering the question of what exactly is companionship. And according to Genesis 2 verse 18, a companion is a helper who is right for you. That's the whole idea of who is actually a companion, a person who is right for you. How do you know the person is right for you? Or how do you know that the companion that you have is right for you? One, you and them share the same values. You and the person have the same interest. And also, it's the whole general bonding that you guys develop over a period of time. But the value system has to be the same, meaning the belief system, what you guys believe in, and also the interest is also important. So the whole idea of why a companion is needed is what Genesis 2:18 says, when God said that it is not good for the man to be alone. And having a companion solved the problem of loneliness, because it doesn't make sense for you to be alone. And God also recognizes the importance of why people need others. And it is also important to also recognize that the verse also says that God says, I will make a helper who is right for him. So in this case, God made Eve. And if you think about the whole idea, Eve was made for Adam to resolve the problem of loneliness. So Solomon was explaining the idea that two is better than one. So if you think about being alone, accomplishing a goal, working on something, you cannot do it by yourself. If you're working on a task and you are stuck, how is it that you're going to help find the problem if you're doing everything by yourself and no one knows what you're working on? And the whole idea is, even when you're sick, if you're sick and you're at home and you're by yourself, who is going to be the person that is going to look after you? Fair enough, you may have the strength to move around, to do the basic things. But the reality is that it sometimes hampers our recovery. And it's also good when you have somebody around, a person that around, not only to help you with the basic things, but to really keep your company while you're recovering. So these things are important. And one of the issues now, I recognize personally, that is happening in the world with the advent of social media and online, a lot of persons, though they may have friends online, the reality is that when they leave and put down their phone, they're by themselves. If they have a problem that they're dealing with, struggling with, outside of posting stuff online, they don't have anybody to have a genuine heart-to-heart conversation with. They don't really have a friend to really go through those difficult moments and to navigate, somebody to talk to share an idea, share ideas with, and also somebody to actually help. If you think about business owners, like how Facebook got started and the multiple of social media apps, Mark Zuckerberg did not build Facebook by himself. He had help. He actually had help. Persons with different skill sets around him that enabled Facebook to move from just an idea to an actual product that we use today. Same with Twitter. The guy who started Twitter, he had help. He didn't do it by himself. And there are multiple other ideas or businesses that were started, and these persons, even though they were the one with the idea, they sought help. So the whole idea, coming back to Genesis now, God says that I will make a suitable helper for you. So the whole idea is there is somebody who is compatible, that is right for you, that will resolve the problem of you being lonely. These are the friends that we have around us. For those who are married, those are spouses. For those who don't have a spouse but have children, sometimes our children being around can resolve the problem of loneliness. But the genuine idea is it is better to have somebody around than not to have anybody around. Because Solomon is saying that developing companionship, friendships, is better than going about a task by yourself. And that's a general idea I want to share with you in this part one of our multiple series for this month of February, is the whole idea of getting to understand what exactly companionship is. And the general idea is the helper that is right for you. If you really check all your friends that you have, and to really look on what they believe and their core values and their action, does it line up with what you genuinely believe for you, that you want to do for you, that what you believing and where you want your life to go, are they going in the same direction? And if they're not, chances are you need to think about the whole idea of how your friendships, the friendships that you keep, and the types of friends that you actually keep around you. And even if you're looking for a romantic partner, these are some of the questions that you need to answer in terms of who is the right person for me. And it boils down to what you believe as a person that is compatible with that. And what are you using to measure? Are you going in the wrong places seeking for the person that is right for you? If you're not a drinker, you'll never find your companion in a bar. If you're not interested in art, you'll never find your companion in a museum. And there are multiple other examples that we can draw from, but the whole idea is the helper that is right for you, meaning a companion that is compatible with you. In Genesis, we see here that God gave Adam Eve as a companion, as a partner, as a helper. He got a romantic partner, a lover, a wife, somebody that he could reproduce and even help him with his activities and help him achieve his goals. So that's a general idea in terms of a partner that is right for you. Outside of a romantic partner, these are persons in your inner circle as friends. Jesus had 12 disciples, and out of the 12, James, John, and Peter were the ones who was in his inner circle, where he was. They went with him, and he saw Jesus. They saw Jesus raise the dead. They were on the mountain when Jesus transformed in the Mount of Transfiguration. They were there. Also, Peter was the one that walked on water. And if you think about it, when Jesus rose from the dead, and before even when he rose from the dead, he told Peter that when you recover, strengthen your brothers. So the whole idea of having people around you, it helps you to achieve your goals, helps you to do what you need to do. And also it really, the whole idea is really just, it solves the problem of loneliness. And that's the importance of companionship. You cannot do things by yourself. You cannot be alone. And the whole, and there's even another issue where you need to think about in terms of when you have a companion, what exactly are you expected to do? And one, meet regularly, that's important. Two, a companion is always glad to see each other. So when you have your friends or your companion, the whole idea of being enjoying the person's company is important. You cannot say you have friends and you don't enjoy their company. That's a totally contradicted activity right there. You can't be in the company of persons you hate. You have to be in the company of persons you enjoy being in their company. The other idea is that companions speak with each other. They share. They talk about stuff. And this is the beauty of resolving loneliness. If you have a problem, you can ask your friend, how is it that you solve this problem? If you are the person is a parent and you are a parent and there's something that you're not sure about, you can ask that person who is a parent, how did they deal with that problem? And this is even important if the person's child is older than yours, so you can draw from their experiences as a parent to help you resolve and navigate that road of and that season of early parenting. And that's important when it comes on to the expressions or what exactly do companions do. The other thing is that companions help each other know what to do. So in the case of in Exodus 4 verse 16, the Lord became angry with Moses and asked, "What about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and he will be very glad to see you. He will speak, you will speak to him and tell him what to say, and I will help both of you speak, and I will teach you both what to do." So the importance of companionship is even to help each other grow, tell each other what to do. So if you think about two parents being friends, if one has a problem with the child parent, the next one can help them navigate solutions or even point them in the right direction. Like, for example, if you have a child who has a learning challenge, maybe the person know another, have a friend who is a teacher, or know somebody who is a teacher who specializes in that area, and they can point you in the right direction of seeking help. And that's the importance of having persons and the companionship or friends in your corner. The other thing now is that they can speak on your behalf. So if you're having difficulty, so for instance, you're sick and you're not being able to really navigate or not sure what to do, they can actually seek help on your behalf. And sometimes the whole idea of a power of attorney and some persons conducting business on your behalf, these are the things and the benefits of having companions. For example, if you're married or you're going away, you can write a power of attorney and your wife can do business on your behalf until you return. I know there are integrity issues with that, and sometimes persons ask people to do stuff and it don't work out, but that's besides the point. The whole idea of having access to persons with integrity to help you do your work, this is important. And the last thing is you get help, genuine help, tangible help, resources, boots on the ground, physical help of persons actually walking with you to help you resolve the problem that you have. And in the case of Moses in Genesis, when he went to Pharaoh to speak, Moses was the one who was given the assignment, but Aaron was the one who did the talking. So the whole idea of having somebody to help you accomplish a goal is important when it comes on to what exactly companionship brings. So to conclude, here are some things to think about this week as you think about the whole idea of companionship in the month of February, in this month. And it is, do you have good friends that you meet regularly with? And if you are in need in certain areas, can you find somebody to call for help? Something to think about as you go through your week. And may God bless you. And think about it. Make sure that you have the right friends around you. So until we meet again next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.